Daf Hem and Aleph. Four lines down. Amar Rebbe Levi, Amar Rebbe Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rebbe Shimon Ben Lakish. The Olam Yargiz Adam Yitzer Tova Yitzer Hara. A person should always go ahead. Now the Lashon over here is quite interesting as well. Yargiz literally means incite. A person should incite their Yetzer HaTov over their Yetzer Hara. What the Gemara is saying over here is, the only way to truly go ahead and vanquish the Yetzer Hara is if somehow you get your Yetzer HaTov all revved up to be able to take it over. Shine Amar, because the Pasuk says, Rigzu V'Altechato. The Pasuk says, Rigzu. Now Rogiz also normally means anger. Anger. But here it doesn't really mean kas in an anger sense. It means an incredible display of passion. Rigzu Davar HaMelech says, get excited, get passionate, get revved up, v'al techeton, you will not sin. Im nitzchomutov, if that works, great. V'im lav, and if that doesn't work, then also the question is, what exactly is the Gemara describing when it says, v'olam yargiz ye adam yetzer tova yetzer? So the Marsha explains that what it's referring to is this idea of self-inspiration. If you can go ahead, you know, some people could just engage in self-inspiration and just make a decision that they're going to vanquish the Yetzer Hara. So the Gemara says, if you could just make that decision and change your life, that's fine. Most people need some kind of tool. So if the self-inspiration doesn't work, Yasok b'Torah. Learn Torah. Torah will help you vanquish the Yetzer Hara. Shene Emar, Imru bilvavchem. V'imru bilvavchem. Im nitzcho, if that works, mutov. V'im lav, and if it doesn't work, yikra kriyashma. A person should daven shema, Kabbalah's all malchus shamayim. Going ahead and accepting upon oneself the yoke of heaven ultimately vanquishes the Yetzer. Shene Emar, am mishkavchem. Because it says, Rigzu va'al techeto, Imru bilvavchem. So you see the progression. Rigzu, so step number one, try to incite your Yetzer HaTov over your Yetzer Hara in order not to sin. If that doesn't work, Imru bilvavchem, speak in your heart, referring to words of Torah. And if that doesn't work, Amishkavchem, on your bed, which is a reference to Kriyashma. Im nitzchomutov, if that works, good. V'imlav, and if it doesn't work, Yisgar lo yom hamiso. One should remember death. Shene emar v'domu selo, because the pasuk says domu dom means to be quiet for eternity. So the Gemara says over here that at the end of the day, one of the most important tools we have at our disposal for vanquishing the Yetzer Hara is what? Mortality. When a person realizes that life does not go on forever, and there will be an accounting after 120, that is the greatest motivation to get my life in order. V'amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Ma'i dichsiv, what's the meaning of the pasuk? V'etno lecho es luchos ha'even. So what's the meaning of the pasuk? Hashem says to Moshe, I've given you these tablets of stone, Torah and mitzvah, that I've written for you to instruct them. So the Gemara says, Luchos elo aseres hadibros. Luchos refers to 10 commandments. Torah, ze mikra. Torah refers to Chumash. Mitzvah, zu mishnah. Mitzvah refers to mishnah. Asher kasavti, that I've written. Elu neviim ksuvim. This refers to neviim ksuvim. Lohorosam, to instruct them. Ze Gemara. Melamed shekulam nitnu leMoshe miSinai. So, Rabbosai, what is the point of the Gemara over here? That Moshe Rabbeinu received everything. Now, I just want to point out, when we say Moshe Rabbeinu received everything, what we're talking about is a body of knowledge. Obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not give Moshe Rabbeinu a set of Shas. He didn't give him a set of Mishnayos. Rather, because remember, so much of what we have in Shas has to do with the fact that we have Machloksim, that we don't know exactly, we question what the original Mesorah was. But what it means is Moshe Rabbeinu received the entire body of written and oral law. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kalakoi Kriyashma Limitaso, Ki Ilu Ochev, Ochez Kherev Shel Shte Pios Biyodo. Now, Bosa, you saw a little bit yesterday in your homework that the concept of Kriyashma Lamita, which is something that we're going to go ahead and study a little bit today, and the concept of Kriyashma Lamita is different than Kriyashma of Ma'ariv. Because if you remember again, Kriyashma of Ma'ariv is a Din D'Oraisa. Kriyashma Alamita was a din, the Gemara says, because there were two reasons given. Either it's because that a person should go to sleep, mitoch divrei Torah. When a person falls asleep, the last thing they should do is learn Torah. That's why the Gemara says, well, and the second reason was mazikin. The second reason was because of some kind of nighttime danger, shadim. So the nafkamina between those two approaches was what? The Talmud Chacham. Because remember, Talmud Chacham, the assumption is what? he's going to sleep with Torah on his mind. So because of that, he does not have to go ahead and necessarily say Kriyat Shema Lamita, but if it's because of Mazikin, he really should. So the Gemara goes over here really with the Mazikin idea, and Rabbi Yitzchak says, anyone who says Kriyat Shema Alamita, it's as if he goes ahead and holds a sword with two blades. And Rashi points out over here, Kilo Ocheis Cherev Shal Shtei Piyot Piyado, Larog Es HaMazikin, to kill the Shedim. Shina Emar, Romamos El Bigronam, Becherev Pipios Piyadam, the praise of God is in their throat. Cherev Pipios, right, literally means an opening, in this case it means a blade. And right, and a Cherev with Pipios, a Cherev with two blades in his hand. My mashma. So the Gemara says, well, how do you understand that pasuk is referring to Kriyashma? Arma Zuchavitim Ravashi Miresha de Inyana. From the beginning of the pasuk, Chsiv, Yalzu Chasidim Bechavot, Yiraninu Amishkevosam. Because it says that the Chasidim will go ahead and praise you Amishkevosam. Amishkevosam means on their bed. On their bed is a reference to what? Kriyashma Alamita. And right after that, Uksiv Basrei, Romamos El Bigronam, Vecherev Pipios Biadam. So the fact that the Torah, that the Navi goes ahead, that David HaMelech goes ahead, and juxtaposes this pasuk of Yiraninu Al Mishkevosam, that the Hasidim will praise you on their bed, to the pasuk of Cheref Pipios Biadam, allows the Gemara to, or Rabbi Yitzchak, to understand that when you say Kriyat Shema Lamita, it's as if you're holding a double-bladed sword. Okay. Va'amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kalakori, where I wrote it, Hey Amud Aleph, about to be fourth line in. Va'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kalakori Kriyat Shema Lamita, so, Mazikin Bedilin Himenu. So, says Rabbi Yitzchak, anyone who reads Shema, Mazikin, literally harmful forces, will separate from him. Shnei Amar, Uberei Ubnei Reshef Yagbiu Uf. So the way the Gemara is understanding this particular pasuk, which is from Iyov, the Gemara is quoting it, is that Bnei Reshef refers to spirits, Yagbihu Uf. Now we'll see, the way the literal reading seems to be, Yagbihu Uf means a person will fly away like Uf, talking about escaping the negative forces in this world. Ve'ein Uf Ela Torah. But now the Gemara is saying is, what allows a person to fly away? What is this Uf? It's Torah. Shine Emar, because again now the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Mishlei, Hatoif Einecha Bo Ve'einenu. Hatoif Einecha Bo Ve'einenu. If here Shlomo Aleich is describing about what happens if you close your eyes to Torah. If you close your eyes to Torah, negate the study of Torah, lose opportunities to learn Torah, that what's going to happen? Ve'einenu. It will no longer be there for you if you wake up one day and decide to have it. Ve'ein Reshef Ela Mazikin. And Reshef means these harmful forces. Shene Emar, because the Pasuk says, here the Gemara is quoting a Pasuk from Dvarim, Mezei Ra'av Uluchame Reshef. Uluchamesh Uketav Meriri. Amar Reb Shimon Lakish, Kala Osik Batorah Yisurin Bedilin Heimenu. So Reb Shimon Lakish says, whoever learns Torah, so the person doesn't have to worry about any kind of suffering. Torah will shield one from all suffering. Shnei Emar, Ubnei Reshef Yagbiu Uf Ve'ein Uf Ela Torah. Shnei Emar, Hatoif Einecha Bo Ve'einenu. Ve'ein Reshef Eli Yisurin, Shnei Emar, Mezi Ra'a V'lochamei Reshef. So we'll say here the Gemara used the same set of psukim, but this time went ahead and instead of using it in an application to Kriyat Shema Lamita, used it for Talmud Torah. And essentially said that if one goes ahead and learns Torah, Torah will save one from any kind of suffering. Amar Lei Rabbi Yochanan, Afidu Tinokos Shal Beis Rabban Yodin Oso. So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, that even young school children know. Why? Because that for that we have a Mefurash Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? Kala Machala Asher Samti B'Mitzrayim Lo Asim Alecha Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. Because the Pasuk says that all the sickness that I visited upon Egypt, I will not place upon you, for I am God your healer. So, did I skip a line? I'm sorry. Shnei Emar Vayomer Im Shema Tishma Al Kol Hashem Elokecha VaHayoshar BeEinav Taaseh VaZanta LeMitzosav VeShamarta Kol Chukav Kol Machle Asher Santi BeMitzrayim Lo Asim Alecha Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. Thank you. Because the pasuk says that if you listen to all of my words and you do what's right in my eyes and you hearken to all of my mitzvos and you listen to all of my chukim, any sickness that I visited upon Egypt, I will not visit upon you, for I am Hashem your healer. So the Gemara says, you don't need a whole drasha from Pesukim from all different places. The Torah is quite explicit in telling us that if one learns Torah, one will be saved from all suffering. Ela, kol she'efsha la'asok b'Torah, ve'eina ozek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav yisurin muhu'arin va'ochrin also. Rather here the Gemara says something very scary. But rather what it means to say is, anyone who has the ability to learn Torah, but does not do so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon that person very muhu'arin, literally means yisurin muhu'arin, means like disgusting suffering, va'ochrin also, and suffering that has the ability to uproot the individual. You know, said this is an incredible yisod, just as an aside, the Marsha also comments on the Chidush HaGadol. He says that, well, if you understand that Torah has the ability, according to this approach, to actually save one from suffering, then failure to learn Torah is a compounded mistake. Because it's not just the pshat that I'm not doing something good, I'm going ahead and what? Losing out on the opportunity to save myself from suffering. Therefore, the person who does not avail themselves of that opportunity has a compounded level of guilt. That's why the punishment is so severe. Shine'emar, ne'elamti, here Gemara is quoting from the Pasuk, from Tehillim, ne'elamti, Dumiya ne'alanti dumiya hecheshisi mitov ukevi ne'akar. So ne'alanti means, you know, if I negated my responsibility, dumiya hecheshisi, I made myself like silent, or ne'alanti literally means like disappeared. If Torah disappeared from me, dumiya hecheshisi, I made myself quiet, meaning I didn't take advantage of learning Torah. Hecheshisi mitov dumiya hecheshisi mitov ukevi ne'akar. Ultimately, my suffering, everything of me, will be uprooted. Ve'ein tov ela Torah. Shene'emar, ki lekach tov nasati lochem, Torah si al tozovu. Omer Rabbi Zeira v'itemo Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, bo ure'e shelo kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. See ultimately how God is so different than man. How so? Basar v'dam adam mocher chefetz l'chaveiro. So mocher atzuv, or atzev, Velokeach sameach. So we'll say the way it normally works in when a person sells something is, you know, it's hard for us to appreciate this. The Gemara says normally when you have to sell something, so the seller is sad and the purchaser is happy. Now why is the seller sad? So you think to yourself, well, it doesn't make sense, because the seller should be happy that the seller is going ahead and making business. So so again, the Marashon Chidush HaGadol, it's beautiful, but we're not going to get to do it, but if you have a chance, the Marashon on this sugya is so beautiful. So the Marashon says, what the Gemara is referring to over here is people who are craftsmen, who used to go ahead and create things with their hands and sell them. So when a craftsman creates something, he has a connection to it. So even though he wants to go ahead and sell the item, but ultimately it's selling a piece of himself. So when the person sells something, the seller is sad, the purchaser is happy. God gave us Torah, which the Medrash calls the daughter of the Ribono Shel Olam. V'samach, and he was happy. Shne'emar, ki lekach tov nasati lachem. I'm so happy that I sold it to you, right? Lekach could also mean a purchase. I've given you something so wonderful. Torah si'al tozovu. Amar Rava v'itimu Rav Chista. So we'll say now what the Gemara is going to get into, and this is going to take us all the way through Amud Beis, is a lengthy discussion about the nature of suffering. Now, this is one of these sugyas that we are not going to do justice to in Daf Yomi, but like the whole point of Daf Yomi is you're going to get the Rashi Prakim, and you're going to get some of the basic knowledge, and of course you go more be'i on yourself. The Gemara is like this: Imro Adam Shi Yisurin Ba'an Alav. If a person sees that they are suffering, so what should they do? Yifashesh Masov. A person should go ahead and examine their deeds. Now, Rabbi Sai, the whole approach of this Gemara over here is what? That if something bad happens to you, that must mean that it's in relation to something you did. Which, of course, is a hotly contested philosophical idea. But that's the first approach of the Gemara. That first something bad happens, big or small, you have to examine your life. You have to do a cheshbon nefesh. What's going on with me that might have brought this on? Shne'emar, nach besod derachinu v'nach kora v'nashuva al Hashem. As the Pasuk explicitly says in Eicha, let's examine our ways, right? Nach kora, do a chakira, do an in-depth examination. V'nashuva al Hashem. And obviously, if something bad is happening, we must have gone wrong somewhere. Let's examine our life. Let's find a way to make it right. Pishpesh v'lo matzah. What happens if you examined your life and you didn't find anything? Look at Rashi. Pishish lomatzah, it's left-hand column in Rashi, fourth line down. Lomatzah avir Rabbi Yadosh shebishvila ru'uyin yisurin halal lovo. You looked at your life, and what happens? You didn't find any kind of avera that merits this suffering. It doesn't mean you didn't find it. Rabbi say, halavai, if you are zocha to do a little bit of pishbush and you don't find any averos, so first of all, you should start giving the shir. That's number one, right? And that's impossible. What it means is pishpesh, you examine your life and you didn't see anything that seems so severe that it should merit this level of suffering that you are currently undergoing. So what should you do? Yitle bebitl Torah. You should assume then that your suffering is a punishment for bittul Torah. So bittul Torah, negation of Torah study. Shina emar, ashrei hagever asher tiasrenu ka, umisorascha tilamdenu. So over here, quoting the pasuk again from Tehillim, that praiseworthy is the individual whom God afflicts, umitorascha tilamdenu, and therefore he will learn Torah. So what the Gemara is doing is understanding the juxtaposition over here, that what do you mean affliction and learning Torah? That it could be that the person receiving these afflictions because he did not learn Torah will take that musar, and therefore as a result of the afflictions will begin to learn Torah. V'im, and if it turns out that, okay, so now let's say you look, you examine a little bit more, and you realize that you're not being mevatel Torah. You didn't engage in mevatel Torah. So what should you do then? Biyadua sheyisurin shel ahavahim. Then know that this is suffering as an expression of divine love. Well, said just a word about this. Take a quick look at Rashi. Yisurin shel Ava, left-hand column about four lines into it, the lines get short. Yisurin shel Ava, what does it mean? Suffering of love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyasra ba'olam hazeh b'lo shum avon. God is causing the person to suffer in this world, not because of any fault of their own. Love, k'dei laharbos schara ba'olam haba, yoser mikidei zichuyosav. In order to allow a person to enjoy a lichtiga ganit, in order to allow a person to enjoy an incredibly amplified olam haba, more than they could have even enjoyed based on their own merit. So the suffering, see, what the Gemara is saying is, if you don't find any sin to attribute it to, it means that the suffering is not there to purge a person from sin, but the suffering is there as a cleansing experience to heighten that holiness of the soul even more, to allow even a greater portion in olam haba. This is perhaps one of the most difficult philosophical concepts that we have in all of Judaism, the notion of suffering as an expression of divine love. Okay, Shne Emar Ki Es. The pasuk says again, quoting the pasuk now from Mishlei, Ki Es Ashes. It's good we learn Gemara this way; we can learn Tanakh also. Baruch Hashem. So the pasuk says, Ki Es Asher, Ki Es, Ki Es Asher, Yehav Hashem Yochiach. That which, or he, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, he will rebuke. He will rebuke. Yisurin Sha'ava. Amarava Schora, Amarafuna. Kol Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo, Medako Biyisurin. Anyone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, he afflicts him with suffering. Shine Emar. Here he quotes the pasuk from Yeshaya. Vashem Chafetz Dako. Hecheli im tosim how far does it go? Right. Hashem chafetz dako hecheli. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses the person, ultimately he will afflict him with illness. Yochala filo lo kibla me'ava. Now, what happens if a person is afflicted with his yisurin sha'ava, but a person doesn't accept them out of love? So I might have thought that the yisurin works even if a person doesn't accept them out of love. Talmud lomar im tosim asham nafsho ma asham ladas. So the end of that same pasuk is im tosim ash asham nafsho. If a person who's suffering these yisurin sha'ava accepts his neshama, accepts his suffering as an asham, right, as a guilt offering. So the Gemara says, just like an asham karbon requires das, requires intent, so too the only way that these yisurin work is if a person is mekabel them, if a person accepts them as a display of divine love. V'im kiblem mascharo, and if he accepts them, what is his reward? Yira zera ya'arich yomim, he will see offspring or varichos yomim. V'lo, then not only that, ella shetalmuda miskayim biyado, his learning is sustained in his hand. Shne'emar v'chofetz Hashem biyado yitzlach pligi ba Rabbi Yaakov bar Idiv Rabbi Acha bar Hanina. So Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Acha bar Chanina argued about this. Chad Amar Eli Yisroin Shel Ava Kol Shein Bahen Bittel Torah. So one said, you know what Yisroin Shel Ava? How do you tell if something is Yisroin Shel Ava? It means that you're suffering. Obviously, a person can't attribute the suffering to any particular serious sin, but the suffering itself does not cause a negation of Torah study. Shnei Emar, Ashrei HaGever Sheti Asrenu Ka Umitorascha Tilamdenu. Because the pasuk says, praiseworthy is the individual who is afflicted by God, but what? But is still able to learn Torah. The Chatam, or the other, said, no. Elu hein Yisurin Shel Ava. What is the Yisurin Shel Ava? Kol She'ein Bahen Bittel Tefila. Any kind of suffering that, despite its intensity, does not cause one to cease davening. Shnei Emar, Boruch Elokim, Asher Lo Hisir Tefilasi V'chasdo Mi'imeiti. So the fact that the pasuk says that praiseworthy is God who did not remove his tefillah from me, that no matter how difficult my circumstances, I was still able to continue davening. Amar Luhu Rabbi Acha Brei Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Elu V'Elu Yisurin Shel Ava. Both of these are Yisurin Shel Ava, Shnei Emar, Ki Es Asher Ashki Es Asher Yahava Hashem Yochiach. Ella, Ma Tamu Loma Ar Mitorascha Tilamdenu. Rather, so what does it mean, ultimately I will learn from your Torah? Al Tikri Tilamdenu, Ella Tilamednu. Dover Zeh Mitorascha Tilamednu. Kal V'chomer Mishin V'ayin. So also, let's explain this a little bit. Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Mitorascha tlamednu, kilomar mitorascha anu lemedin oso. So rather, the Gemara says like this. Let me go back. I read it a little too far. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Elu ve'elu yisurin shel ava." Both of these are yisurin shel ava. Shnei amar ki es asher yehava Hashem yochiach. Elamat tamalomar umitorascha tlamdenu. What does it mean that I will learn from your Torah? Al tikri tlamdenu ela tlamednu. Davar zeh mitorascha tlamednu. This thing we will learn from your Torah. It's not the pshat that. Let me go back. The Gemara was using this pasuk before to teach us that was the definition of Yisurin Shel Ava, Yisurin that doesn't stop your Torah study. The Gemara is saying, no, that's not what the pasuk means. What the pasuk means is that this concept of Yisurin Shel Ava is a concept that we can actually learn out from your Torah. Umi Torascha Telamednu. From your Torah, God's Torah, you will teach us this concept. How do we learn it out? We learn this out from Shein V'ayin. So Rabbi says, what's Shein V'ayin? So we know that if a person has an Eved Ivri, a person has a Jewish servant, so what happens? So Aloch L'mais, if you knock out his tooth, or even Eved Karen, if you knock out his tooth, you knock out his eye, so the Eved goes free. The Eved goes free. So the Gemara says, Ma Shein V'ayin Shein Echad Me'evarav Shel Adam, Eved Yotzei Ben Lechirus. Just like if you knock out the Eved's eye, you knock out the Eved's tooth, the Eved goes free. Yisurin. Then if you can imagine, so we'll say it's a metaphor. If the Eved is set free from his Avdus representing compromised circumstances, by simply loss of a piece of his anatomy, right? By an eye, by a tooth, by a limb, then all the more so. If a person's whole body suffers from Yisurin, then imagine what that does to their compromised circumstances as well. If Shein V'ayin sets you free, then all the more so Yisurin sets you free. V'haynid Rabbi Shimon Lakish, not Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Ne'emar bris b'melach v'ne'emar bris b'yisurin. The Torah uses the word covenant by salt, v'ne'emar uses the word covenant by suffering. Ne'emar bris b'melach t'ksev lo tash v'smelach bris. Right? So the Torah says by karbanos, that you may not leave off salt from any of your sacrificial items, from any karbanos. Why? Because there's a bris melach. There's a salt covenant. V'ne'emar bris b'yisurin. T'ksev eile divrei habris. Because the pasuk says, the pasuk says, after the tochacha, Eile divrei habris. After the curses in the Torah, these are the words of the covenant. Ma bris ha'omer b'melach, melach mimatekes es habasar, af bris ha'omer b'yisurin, yisurim marakin kol avonosav shel adam. So the juxtaposition is the following, or the gzeir shava is the following. That just like salt is a preservative, and salt sweetens the meat, right? Ultimately, salt enhances the flavor. That's the bris melach, that there's a covenant between the melach and the salt, that the melach will always enhance the salt. So to the bris yisurin ultimately is what? That the yisurin ultimately will be mematekes, will sweeten the individual. How so? Ultimately, by cleansing and purging the individual from any remnant of sin. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, Shalosh Matanot Tochos Nasr Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. God gave us three wonderful gifts, V'kulan Lo Nitnan Ela Al Yedei Yisurin, and all of them only come about because of suffering. Elohim, these are they, these are them. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, V'olam Haba. Right, famous Gemara Bosai. You can only acquire Torah through suffering, only acquire Eretz Yisrael through suffering, and only acquire Olam Haba through suffering. Torah minayin, so now the Gemara is going to go through. How do we know this? Shene Emar, Ashrei HaGerah, this is the same, we've recorded, now you're going to become a bucky in this puzzle, fifth time recording it today. Ashrei HaGerah, Sheti Asaranu Ka, Umitraschat Tlam Denu. Praiseworthy is the individual who is afflicted by God and learns his Torah. Eretz Yisrael Dechsiv, Ki Kaasher Yaser Ish Espino, Hashem Elokecha Miyasrecha. The same way that a person afflicts his child, punishes his child, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us. Ksiv Basrei, Ki Hashem Elokecha Meviyacha El Eretz Tova, El Eretz Tova. Right afterwards, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to Eretz Yisrael. So there is the juxtaposition between the Pasuk regarding Yisurin and Eretz Yisrael. Ha'olam Haba, world to come, Ksiv, Ki Ner Mitzvah, V'Torah, or V'Derech Chayim, Tochachos Musar. Ultimately, Ner Mitzvah Torah, or and the way of life, Tochachos Musar, is filled with Tochacha, rebuke of Musar. That Derech Chaim, the Gemara understands, is Rashi says, Chaye HaOlam Haba. So Derech Chaim, way of life, refers to the world to come. So how do you get to the world to come? Tochachos Musar, with rebuke, with Yisurin. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Kala Osik B'Torah U B'Gemilas Chasadim, anyone who goes ahead and learns Torah, does Gemilas Chasadim, the Kover Esbanam, and Rachmana Litzlan has to go ahead and bury his children, Mochalin Lo Akol Avonosav, is forgiven ultimately for all of his sins. Now, I said it as burying his children, because Rashi points out on the top, Kasaka Daiti Akover Esbanav. So what the Gemara is talking about over here is what? Somebody who suffers terribly in life. That somebody who does a lot of good, but right, so does Torah, learns Torah, does Gemilas Chasadim, and Rachmanu Litzlan still has to bury their children, suffers terribly in this world. Mochalin Lo Akol Avonosav. Someone who has to endure this level of suffering in this world, it's clear that they are forgiven for all of their sins. So the Gemara says, Amali Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlama Torah Gemilas Chasadim Dechsev, Bechased Ve'emes Yichupar Avon. So the fact that you tell me that if a person learns Torah, does chesed, that they are forgiven for their sins in this world, that I understand, because that's the pasuk says, "Bechesed be'emes yichupar avon." With chesed and with emes, you will be forgiven from sin. Chesed zugemilas chasodim, shene emar, ro deif tztaka, v'chesed yimatze chayim. Right? I'm sorry, yimatze chayim, tztaka v'kavod, emes zu Torah. Shene emar, emes kana, v'al timkar. So I understand where you get Gemilas Chasadim and Torah from. Ela Kover Es Bonav Minayin. But where do you get this concept that if one Chas V'Shalom has to bury their children, that's a source for forgiveness of sin? Tanaluhu Ahu Saba Mishurai Rishimon Ben Yochai. So there's a certain older scholar who taught this name Rishimon Yochai. Asya Avon Avon. We make a Gzera Shava of Avon Avon. Ksiv Hacha Bechased Ve'emes Yichupar Avon. It says over here that through Chesed and Emes, which now we've defined as Torah and Gemilas Chasodin, sin is forgiven. Uksiv Hasam Umeshalim Avon Avon Avos El Chik Bnehem. And here it quotes the pasuk from Yirmiyah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repay the sins of the fathers in the Chik, literally in their children. This idea that ultimately the sins of the fathers sometimes is repaid through the lives of the children. So the Gemara understands just like by, so Avon says like this, that just like when it says Bechesed Ve'emes Yichupar Avon with Torah Gemilas Chasadim, so Avon, sin is cleansed, sin is purged, so to now when the children die because of the sins of the fathers, or as a way of purging the sins of the fathers, Avon, the sins of the fathers are also cleansed as well. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nigoim ubanim einen yisurin shel avon. So Rabbi Yochanan says like this: Nigoim tzaras ubanim and loss of children is not considered to be yisurim shel avon. All right. So the Gemara says, Nigoim lo, and is that true that Nigoim, that now Nigoim is what? Nigoim is tzaras. That tzaras is not yisurin shel avon. V'atanya. Halalu, kapara. anyone who has any kind of these negoim, right? The four different types of negoim. Yes, that's the seis, the sapachas, the baharas. Anyone who has these different types of tzaras, so that person should know that they are a mizbeach kapara. They themselves become an altar for kapara, for atonement. So the Gemara says, ah, mizbeach kapara havu, yisurin shel ahava lo havu. So Yavos said, there's a chilek. Remember that we've already made our distinction. What is yisurin shel ahava? Yisurin shel ahava is suffering that comes about not as an atonement for sin. Why does a person have Yisurin Shel Ahava? According to Rashi, what did we see? It's in order to go ahead and amplify a person's personal holiness so that they can have a greater portion of the world to come. It's not in relation to sin. So the Gemara says over here that when we say that Negoim is a Mizbeach Kapara, that means that a person did something wrong. That's why they were afflicted with Negoim. That's not called Yisurin Shel Ahava. So the Gemara says, Mizbeach Kapara Havu, Yisurin Shel Ahava Lo Havu. This is fascinating. Or the other possibility is maybe tzaras means different things for different people. That's for them, or this is for us, that's for them. What does that mean, Abbas? I take a quick look at Rashi. Halon v'halu, Be'eretz Yisrael sh'ari choma mukdeshes ba, u'metzoraton shiluach chutzala, ein yisurin sh'ava. Bavel, she'ein tu'unin shiluach ve'in mizbeach kapara, hal yisurin sh'ava. So listen to this. In Eretz Yisrael, where if you get tzaras, what happens? You have to be sent out michutz l'machaneh. That's not yisurin shel ahava. That's mizbeach kapara. That means you did something wrong. The negoim are coming along in order to purge you. In Bavel, when you get tzaras, you don't have to be sent anywhere. There's no din of kiddushas l'machaneh in Bavel, and therefore halacha l'maaseh in Bavel, tzaras was considered to be a yisurin shel ahava. I'm sorry.
You're already
chutz l'machaneh. True. V'bayis ema. Habitzina habifarhesya. Or the other possibility is when is tzara'as considered to be yisurin sha'ava? That's when it's private. That's when only you know about it. It's not visible to others. When is it considered to be mizbech kapara? That's when it's bifarhesya. That's when it is known to everyone else. Ubanim lo, and is the loss of children not considered to be yisurin sha'ava? So the Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case? Or I should say differently. Again, I want to be clear. Well, okay. Now what the Gemara is saying, and children. Is children not Yisurin Shel Ahava? So the Gemara says, well, what's the case of children? If you want to say it's talking about a case where a person had children, but the children died. Vaha Amrab Yochanan din garma da'asira bir. So apparently, Rabbi Yochanan had 10 children, and they all died. And what he used to do is he had a bone of one of his children that he carried around with him. And he would say, this is the bone of my 10th child. Now, the way the Gemara understands Rabbi Yochanan's carrying around the bone is that he showed it to others as the way of showing that he accepted that his incredible losses were a display of divine love. I'm sorry? It could have been less than the shear, right? Because a bone itself only conveys. I don't remember what the shear is. Ke'etzem, ke'sora, but there is a shear for bone conveying tuma as well. So we'll say there are different approaches. That's why Rabbi Yochanan did this. But according to the Gemara's approach over here, Rabbi Yochanan used this as a way of comforting others who are suffering as well. I've suffered terribly throughout my life, and just know that I still believe shalim that it's a display of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. Ella. Ha delo havule klal v'ha de havule umesu. Simar says a difference. If a person was never blessed with children, that's not yisurin sha'ava. That's just yisurin. That could be like the tzaras, like mizbeach shel kapara. That could be in relation to some type of actions that the person did or didn't do, as opposed to having children and then the children rachmana litzlan die. The Gemara understands that's yisurin sha'ava. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba cholosh. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba got sick. All ligabei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. Amar le, chaviv alechi yisurin. Says an angel, don't try this when you do bigger cholera. So right, Rabbi Yochanan said, tell me, are you enjoying your suffering? Right? Now, again, remember, these are two great rabbis speaking to each other. So Rabbi Yochanan understands that when Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is sick, it's yisurin sha'ava. So, you know, on his own, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you know, is it good? Is it good, the Yisurin Shel Ahava? So this is actually so profound. So, Rabbi Chiya, now remember also, Rabbi Yochanan was one who we just quoted before, who was the one who was walking, who lost 10 children. Who lost 10 children. So Rabbi Yochanan obviously is on a different level when it comes to this level of suffering. So he comes to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, nu, is it good? Amar lei, lo hein v'lo scharan. So listen to this. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says, you know what? No thank you. I appreciate the fact that God loves me so much that He wants to give me these Yisurin, but you know what, God, I'll make you a deal. You keep your Yisurin, you can keep the Schar as well. Amar lei, hav li yadach. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, give me your hand. Yohev le yadeh, he gave him his hand, the ukme, and Rabbi Yochanan healed him. Rabbi Yochanan chalash. Rabbi Yochanan got sick. Ale gabe Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina came to visit him. Amar lei, chadivin alech Yisurin. Right? Is the Yisurin good? Amar lei, lohin velo scharan. This is amazing. The same Rabbi Yochanan from before now said, you know what? It's too much. It's too much. No, thank you. I don't want the Yisurin anymore. Amar lei, havli yadeh. Yohev le yadeh v'ukmei. So Rabbi Chanina said, give me your hand. He gave him his hand and he healed Rabbi Yochanan. Amai lokim Rabbi Yochanan l'nafshei. So the Gemara said, I don't understand. Rabbi Yochanan was just the one who in the previous episode healed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. So why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan heal himself? Listen to this. I will say this. You should underline this line because this is a profound yisod. Amri, because people say, Ein chavush matir atzmoi beis ha'asurin. The person who is incarcerated can't free himself from his jail. I will say, just so you should know, an incredible metaphor in life as well, which is that when you are enmeshed in certain life circumstances, you often don't have the perspective to get yourself out. That's why it's amazing how we could dispense advice to anyone and everyone around us about how they should manage their affairs, and yet, when it comes to me, somehow I can't figure it out. It's not a chisaron in me. It's the way that life works. When you are in the forest, you can't see the trees. When you are in jail, you can't figure your way out. Someone else is incarceration, that I could get out. So Rabbi Yochanan could heal the world. But when he was immersed, when he was enmeshed in his circumstances, he couldn't get out. Rabbi Eliezer, chosh. Rabbi Eliezer got sick. All the gabi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him. Chazad the havek dagani beveis ofel. So he saw that Rabbi Eliezer was in a very dark room. Where he was lying was very dark. Galye lidare v'nafal noros. Listen to this. So Rabbi Eliezer, it's just amazing. How we could have lived in the time of these people. Rabbi Eliezer was so holy that he was literally radiant. So what did he do? The house was very dark. He rolled up his sleeve and his flesh illuminated the room. Chazye dahava kabochi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who was sick, was crying. So now, Rabbi Eliezer is sick. Rabbi Yochanan's visiting him. Rabbi Yochanan just illuminated the room by rolling up his sleeve, sees that Rabbi Eliezer, who's sick, is crying. Amar le, amai kavachis, why are you crying? Imishim Torah delo evshata, if it's because you feel you didn't learn enough Torah, because now you're sick, you can't learn Torah, don't cry. Shaninu echad amare ve'echad amamit, ubilvad sheichavin libo l'shamayim. We have a Masorah. What's our Masorah? It doesn't matter how much you learn or how little you learn. What matters? That whatever you do l'shem shamayim. Rabbi Osai, parentheses. It does matter how much you learn. Right? It matters a lot. What it means is that if you try your hardest, but you don't accomplish everything you did, as long as you did what you did l'shem shamayim, so don't cry. You didn't get to learn as much Torah as you wanted to. You did your best. That's enough. V'imishu mizoni. And if you're crying because you don't have enough parnasa, right? You weren't financially successful. You know what? Lo call them zochel shtei shulchanos. Rabbi said, not everybody in life is blessed with two tables, right? The table of spirituality and the table of material wealth. You got spirituality, you didn't get material wealth. Now, why would he be crying over material wealth? So the Mashal comments over here, not necessarily because of his own material wealth, but sometimes when a person leaves this world, it's sad if they can't leave anything for their children.
So he says something about your relationship with Hashem.
100%. V'im yishum b'nei, right? And if it's because of children, din garma dasiro bir. If it's because of children, then what? If it's because of children that you lost children or you didn't have children, let me show you the bone of my 10th child. Rabbi Yochanan again, I lost 10 children. Amar lei. So listen to this. So Rabbi Eliezer said, that's not why I'm crying. I'm crying l'hai shufra de bali ba'afra. I'm crying about this beautiful face that one day will rot in the earth. He wasn't talking about himself. He was talking about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was known to be exceptionally handsome. So Rabbi Eliezer, who's deathly ill, now is contemplating the notion of mortality and is crying over the fact that the great Rabbi Yochanan, with all of his beauty, is one day going to be in the earth as well, will be reduced to dust. Amar le al da vaday kabachis ubachis tarvayu ubachul tarvayu. So Rabbi Yochanan said, you know what? You're right. The fact that one day we will leave this world, that is something to cry about, and they both cried together. So while this is going on, Rabbi Yochanan again asked Rabbi Eliezer, tell me, do you like your suffering? No, I know it's Yisurin Sha'ava, but no, thank you, I don't want it anymore. Give me your hand. He gave him his hand and he healed him. Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine. And what happened? And the Gemara says over here, they turned into vinegar. Here I'll show you the Rashi. Rashi says, Doni, Chavios, Takifu, Hechmitsu. He had 400 barrels of wine that turned into vinegar. Rav Olegabe, Rav Yehuda, Achud, Rav Salah, Hasid, of Rabbanon, Vamri, Ravada, Rava, Rabban, Vamri, Laayin, Marbimile. They said to Rav Huna, you better examine your deeds, because if 400 barrels of your wine just went sour, that's not an accident, right? What did you do? You have to examine your deeds. So Rav Huna says, are you choshed me? Right? Do you suspect that I did something wrong that you're going to tell me that I should examine my deeds, that the barrels went bad? So listen to what they respond. So they said to him, Rav Huna, do you suspect, do you suspect God, that God passes judgment without reason? So in other words, it's interesting what I see. Nobody would ever say this kind of stuff today, but in times of the Gemara, they were quite stark. So Rav Huna's upset that they suspect him. They say, Rav Huna, tell me, does the Kodesh Baruch Hu visit difficulties upon people for no reason? Are you choshed to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Amar lohu, mi'ika man deshmi alai milsas. Listen to this humility. So Rav Huna says, listen, I don't know of anything I did wrong that would have deserved this. Has anyone heard anything that I've done? Right? Does anyone have any news about me that they could share with me? Amrulei, hachi shami alan, delo yohev mar shavisha lo arise. So they said, to tell you the truth, Rav Huna, you know what we've heard? You have a sharecropper, and you didn't give your sharecropper branches. What does that mean, Rabbi Hossein? When you have a sharecropper who tends to a vineyard, not only does he get from the grapes, but he also gets from some of the vines. We heard that you did not give your sharecropper vines. So Rav Huna said, yeah, I'll tell you why. Amar lehu, mika shavik le midi mine, hakaganev le kule. You know why? My sharecropper robbed me blind. My sharecropper was stealing while he was on the job. So yeah, you know what? I didn't say anything about his theft. I let him keep his theft. But no, I wasn't giving him any extra vines afterwards. Amrulei, so they said to Rav Huna, you know what? Haynu da amri inchi, this is what people say. Basar ganva ganov v'tayma toim. If you steal from the thief, you will taste the taste of theft. Stealing from a thief is not a justifiable approach, right? Even though he stole from you, if you want to go ahead and say to him, listen, you stole from me, let's do it right, that's fine, that's entitled. But you can't steal from him just because he stole from you. You still owe him the branches. Amar lehu, kabilna alai diahiv nale. So Rav Huna said, you know what, I accept upon myself, I'm going to give him the branches. And there, what happened? Ika da amri hadar chala v'habachamra. Some say that miraculously, the vinegar turned back into wine. The ika da amri, others say, iyaker chala v'izdabin v'damri chala v'chamra. Others say, you know what happened? The price of vinegar skyrocketed, and he was able to profit off the vinegar more than he would have profited off the wine. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Tanya. Shkoyach.